There was an emphatic no from President Joe Biden yesterday when asked whether Mr. Netanyahu is doing enough to secure a hostage deal and ceasefire with Hamas. Netanyahu has vowed to maintain Israeli control along the border between Egypt and Gaza, the so-called Philadelphia Corridor, and that's a non-starter for negotiations with Hamas. So what hopes of success for any new push to agree a truce? Oliver McTiernan is a hostage negotiator and co-founder of the forward-thinking NGO which promotes peace in the Middle East. Oliver, thank you for joining us again. Now, has the killing of the six hostages on Saturday, the tens of thousands of protesters we've seen on the streets of Tel Aviv, and the pleas from people like Yuval, have all of these elements done anything to increase pressure on Benjamin Netanyahu now to move his position on agreeing a truce?
Mary, the simple answer to that question, I think, is no. But first of all, if I may say, what a moving interview with Yuval, but also not just emotionally, but clear-headed. I think his analysis reflects my own understanding of the situation. That said, I don't think, as Netanyahu said, he won't surrender. So he will continue the war in Gaza. And I think he's doing that because he has continued support within the Knesset, not just from Ben-Gvir and Smotrich, but I think right across the parties, that people believe that you have to oversee the demise of Hamas. He also, if he does agree to a permanent ceasefire, we know that it's virtually him signing his own resignation, because that will be the day of accountability when he'll be called to account for the security lapse on October the 7th. And also, if we recall, when this war began, he was appearing in court each morning answering corruption charges. So that court case will resume. So it's not in his personal interest, despite the pressure from Biden. The words from Biden, I don't think, are sufficient to persuade him otherwise.
Words from Biden, but what about pressure from Biden? In the UK, Britain has now suspended some arms export licenses to Israel. They're small providers in this way, but there is a negative reaction in Israel. Is that what you need to see from the United States?
I think, yes, I think it's time for Biden to, if I can use the expression, walk the talk. You know, we say we uphold universal values, and yet in practice, we permanently see interests trumping those values. And I think since the beginning of this war, we've seen that. When Biden talks about no red lines between the United States and Israel, that should put the fear of God in all of us, because he's basically saying that at times the international rule-based order that grew out of the pain of the Second World War isn't applicable at all times and in all places. And I think that's creating, for me, a global crisis, which I think we have failed to recognise yet. We're in the midst of that.
Is the backdrop to all of this the upcoming presidential election in the United States?
I think, Mary, that is. We saw when the Democrat convention was going on, the activity by Blinken and others running around talking about, oh, we're near a deal, we're near a deal. It's a distraction. The reality is that 2.3 million people in Gaza go to bed every night, as a doctor I was speaking to yesterday in Gaza, a British doctor, told me they go to bed with no certainty that they will rise up and that they'll wake up in the morning. And, you know, that's the reality. And I think, you know, the hypocrisy that we're all talking now about vaccinating children against the polio virus. Well, the chances of many of those children being alive tomorrow are slim with the present level of bombardment. So I think we're full of contradictions. And I think you're right in saying that domestic interests, political interests, not just in America, but also in other parts of the world, are trumping over what we should be upholding, our universal values.
Oliver McTiernan, thank you for joining us once again.